Cool. So, how pumped are you for your Saturday Thousand Trees today?
We are pumped. We're really stoked. It's been like 9 months or something since we've played.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's going to be a good one, I think. Mm. We're playing 3 new tracks from the album.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's coming out on the 7th of September, and then the rest will be Golden Oldies.
Yeah.
The first album.
Sweet.
All the hits.
And do you prefer playing festivals and gigs, or...?
Festivals are always a great vibe, aren't they?
So. Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, like an intimate, sweaty club show is pretty rad as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's nice to have a mix-up, you know. The summer, I get out there to the festivals, and then when it gets to autumn, start doing the sweaty clubs.
Yeah. Especially when you're like headlining as well, I'm guessing that's always good to...
I mean, the tour that we did last year with Turbo Wolf, where we played like really small... They did really small venues or places like Moles Club in Bath, which is small. It was so good, the energy of the room, you know.
Oh, sick. And so how much are you looking forward to the release of Ascend?
Yeah, it's been a long time in the works. Worked on it for probably 2.5-3 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, because Linz wasn't on the first album Possession, it was our old guitarist Ollie, so he's been playing someone else's songs for like the last few years, so it's nice for him now to have his finally have his input, you know.
I feel like the Skiba of the band.
Sorry?
Matt Skiba, like sort of Blink.
Exactly. Just coming in. But no, definitely, we were super excited because there was a lot of challenges in getting it done, you know, so it was a little bit touch and go whether it was all going to come together, and it did, so.
Oh, awesome. So, what songs do you prefer playing live?
What songs do we prefer playing live?
Yeah.
The new ones?
Favourite.
I guess, because we've been playing the old ones for quite a long time.
Fresh blood for the new ones.
Yeah.
You never know how it's going to go.
I mean, the one we're not playing today is Rituals, which is one I really like playing, because it's got a soca beat in it.
Oh, okay.
It's really fun and uplifting, and then we've got like a little drum and guitar solo playoff.
Yeah.
So when we add that into the set, that's
going to
be a good one to play.
So what about you?
Anything that gets the crowd going. It's always fun. You know, if they're enjoying it, you enjoy it more when you're up on stage.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So, man. If you could work with any bands on a new song, who would it be and why?
Any bands?
In the world.
Grimes. She's great. Childish Gambino. It's not bands though, is it? Bands. Well, we've already done a song with Christian Tadwell.
Bands. Still got lots of roots in Stone Age. Yeah. What about you?
Maybe something from
Morello.
I think they're
nice mixing,
still kind of bringing the vibes.
So. Oh, sweet. And what was the first ever gig you went to as a kid?
Mine was in prison to the United States of America.
Oh, okay.
I think I went to see Take That at Manchester Arena when I was like 5.
I love being Take That. I'm still into it now. Like.
I'm just really gutted that I miss the Spice Girls now.
My parents my life. Used to sing, so I was just always at their gigs.
Awesome.
Who did you go and see in Brixton, like a small show?
Yeah, they used to have this like under 16 club night. It was put on by my brother's friend who lives on the estate. Maybe 20 years. But... they managed to get like Puff Daddy and 112 and swing by. They must have been on tour in the country, but they managed to get them.
Oh, sweet.
We just went nuts, under 16, just not a surprise gig. Yeah,
awesome. That's great. Thanks very much for your time.
Cool, short
and sweet. Thanks for that. Yeah. Sorry, no worries too. Original Rock, so it's like my own website.